for you to have it all.
This is AFN 6. Short count. 3, 2, 1. Short count.
In the morning, Bavaria. Yes, we have officially started our Monday work day. It's all, well, I guess it's not all downhill yet, but at least you don't have to fear the beginning of the work week anymore, right? Yeah, we've already done it. I'm Sergeant Matt Gray. Most folks I know call me Tank, so you can go ahead and do the same thing. I want to let you know something pretty cool happened to me about a week ago. I added a member to my tank crew. Yes, Tank tied the knot. And so I want to spend some time talking with you about the different things that I have done already and you need to do if you get married to make sure that your family, your new spouse, is taken care of and, you know, completely and properly integrated into your Army lifestyle, all right? So we're going to do that. And there's other reasons why you need to stick around. I am going to give you a ticket. Not one, not two, but two. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to go watch NASCAR right here in Europe. Yes, there is a European series of races, and there's a race happening this weekend about 3 hours from wherever you are, and I'm going to give you two free tickets. What you need to do is give me a call or write me a message on AFM Bavaria's Facebook page. First one is going to win two tickets. I need to know what the fastest land animal is. We're talking about racing. That's fast, right? We're talking about speed. So you give me a call at 09662833176 or send me a message on AFN Bavaria's Facebook page and tell me what the fastest land animal is and you'll win two tickets. Right now, I'm going to let you know. Well, I'm going to let you listen to some more great music. Here's J Balvin and Willie William with Mi Gente.
Si el ritmo te lleva a mover la cabeza y empezó.
One Republic feel again right here on the morning stand too. 9:15 in the morning. I'm Tank, right? And in case you didn't hear, I added recently a member to my Tank crew. I got married. I did. Now, and so maybe that's something that you're doing here soon too, or have done recently. That's why I want to take a couple minutes and talk with you about some things that you should definitely, you know, put on the top of your priority list to get done, okay? The first thing that you should definitely do is get to the Deers and ID card office on post, okay? You're going to need a few things. You're going to need your new spouse's passport. You're going to need your marriage certificate. And when you go see them, they're going to put them into the Defense Eligibility Enrollment System, all right? That's what Deers is. That's like the gateway to getting pretty much everything that you and your family member, your new family member, are going to want to have a part of, all right? You've got to be in Deers before you can get TRICARE set up, right? You got to be in Deers before you can get that ID card to be able to get on post. You got to be in Deers before you can go shop at the PX or the commissary. It's important, so you need to make sure that you get there, okay? They do have appointments. They do have walk-in opportunities, so you can do that. And, yeah, when you're there, they're going to make an ID card for you first. Well, I mean, they're going to make it for you right there on the spot, which means they're going to take your spouse's picture. I don't know about yours, but mine wanted to make sure that she was looking just so because she knew she was going to get an ID card picture. That was important to her. But when you're done getting that ID card, you can go right across the hall to the installation access office and make sure that your new spouse is set up and able to go on post or, you know, come in through the gate without having to be signed in or do any of that. Because let's face it, we've, you know, probably maybe been having to bring our spouse on post and sign them in and sign them out and ugh, all that. You can avoid that by making sure they have their ID card and get into the installation access office. So definitely put that on your calendar. Stay tuned. I'm going to talk with you about some more things that you need to think about after you get done having your white wedding. Let's see what I did there. Here's Billy Idol.
Hey, little sister, what have you done?
For packet submission requirements.
You could put your shoes on before your socks. Or you could do things in the right order. The morning stand to, then start your day.
It's a dream about
out of space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
21 Pilots, Stressed Out. You don't need to be stressed out, okay? I know. You've had to jump through about 1.5 million hoops. You've had to, you know, have your commander sign a memo that say you're allowed to get married and that your marital status is such that you're legally allowed to be married. You've had to, you know, coordinate leaves and paperwork and go to the town hall. You've had to do all these things to get married, but there's no reason you need to be stressed out now that it's done, okay? You just need to make sure you do some certain things. One of them is your TRICARE enrollment, okay? So once again, I have just recently added a member to my tank crew. My new bride and I went through and did these steps actually already, so I can tell you that it's not that hard. And the folks at your TRICARE office on post, you get in touch with them through the health clinic. You can either go into the health clinic or call the health clinic on the phone and talk directly to the TRICARE folks. They're super helpful. And what you need to know is that within 90 days of your marriage, you need to enroll for TRICARE. Marriage is one of these things called a qualifying life event that lets you enroll for benefits within certain, you know, any time of the year. Well, is with as long as it's within 90 days of when the event actually happened, okay? After that, then enrollment opportunity is closed, and you have to wait all the way until open enrollment, which only comes around once a year, okay? And that really makes, you know, that's really important, because if you get married, say, in, like, February, and open enrollment isn't until, like, October and November of that year, that's a long time that your new spouse has to go without benefits. So you need to, within 90 days, talk to the TRICARE people. They're also going to help you, you know, find your way through whether or not your new spouse is going to be enrolled in TRICARE Prime or TRICARE Select, because they are different levels of the TRICARE benefit. One is very, very like what we as service members experience with health insurance. The other one is more akin to what civilians deal with health insurance, meaning that there's co-pays and those sorts of things. And the folks there in your health clinic at the TRICARE enrollment office are going to be able to help, are going to be able to help you understand what those benefits are, okay? Cool. So just keep that in mind. If you got married like I did, congratulations to both of us. Just make sure you're doing all the things that you need to do within time. 90 days is a lot of time, too. So don't worry. You don't need to be stressed out about it.
Oh, the weather outside is weather. I wonder what the weather's going to be like anyways.
Weather's going to be great today, Bavaria. Aren't you happy to hear that? I know you are. It's going to be partly sunny, at least throughout the whole day. Nice and pleasant. Mid-70s. I mean, really, it's not going to get much better. Rose Barracks, Tower Barracks, Hohenfels, you're looking at 76, 77 degrees for a top temperature. It's going to be 49 for a low tonight in Rosen Tower Barracks. Hohenfels, you're going to see 52 for a low. Ansbach, just a little bit warmer. 78 is your high, and then 55 is your low tonight. Garmisch, you're looking at 74, beautiful degrees up there in the mountains, and 49 tonight. $1 is going to buy you 0.8392 euro at all of your military banking facilities. That means 1 euro costs $1.19.
Here's another one of Tank's tracks on the Morning Stand 2.
I will always remember the day.
There's Madonna and Just Like a Prayer right here on the Morning Stand 2. It's 9:40 in the morning. I got a big shout out to send right now to Mariah. Mariah shot me a message on AFN Bavaria's Facebook page right away, like immediately, as soon as I asked the question, what is the fastest land animal? She told me it was a cheetah, and that's absolutely right. And what she's won by playing is two tickets to the Euro Series NASCAR event that's happening this weekend. I've got more tickets to give away throughout the week here on the Morning Stand 2 and on the afternoon show. So, you know, keep trying, all right? And keep listening, because we want to give you these tickets. We want to send you to the Hockenheim race ring as well, okay? So that's cool. Just big shout out to Mariah. Thanks for playing along this morning, and I hope you enjoy the race. Now, Speaking of winning things and winning races, perhaps you have just won the race down the aisle, like Tank did. You know, I recently made a trip down the aisle and added a member to my Tank crew. If you've done the same thing, congratulations to you, number one. Number two, maybe you need some help kind of answering some questions and taking care of all the different things, pieces of papers and stuff that you need to do, right? Well, ACS can help you, okay? They've got finance classes to help you put together a new budget with your new spouse. They've got a lending closet if you are getting into a new home and you maybe don't have a toaster yet or a pan or a pot, something like that. They've got a lending closet where they can help you with some essential stuff. They can lend it to you for a little while. Probably the most helpful thing, I know it was helpful to me and my spouse, were the immigration workshops that they have at the ACS. They've got somebody who will take you through and tell you about the process of immigration, you know, how you're going to get your new spouse back to the States if they're, you know, not an American citizen, you know, if you do need to utilize immigration services. Now, I mean, because there are things to do, you know, there are papers and timelines and all those things. They're going to walk you through it. They helped me, and they're going to help you too. So go ahead, and if you've got a new bride, a new husband, congratulations to you. Let ACLs help you with some of the questions that you've gotten, get you through some of the paperwork.
Every time the two get undressed.
AFN, this is Tank. Who's on my line?
Hey, Norman from Hohenfels.
Norman, how are you this morning?
Great, great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, thanks. So I'm guessing you called because you maybe heard a question on the radio.
Yes, yeah, the fastest land animal.
Yes, that was the question. Do you have the answer?
I hope it's the cheetah.
Well, Norman, that's the answer I got, too.
Wow, thank you. Wow.
Yeah, that's great. Now, here's the thing. You're playing a very popular game at a very popular time of day. That means that we've already gotten our winner for today.
Oh, you did?
But it's not going to be the last chance you have to win tickets, okay?
Okay.
We've got plenty of tickets here at AFN, and throughout the day on our afternoon show, and then throughout the week on our morning show, we're going to have more chances for more tickets. So, that means I got one last question for you.
Okay.
What's your favorite radio station?
Well, AFN 360, if you'd give me the tickets.
Well, keep listening, and you've got a chance to win more.
I never thought that you would be the one. You put your arms around me and I'm home.
Christina Perry with Arms right here on the stand too. It's 9:51 in the morning. That means it's about time for me to say adieu and let the news team come do their thing. Don't worry, the Joe Show's got you on up to and through lunch. They'll even get you through the itis that comes afterwards. This afternoon, you get to hang out with one of my personal friends, J-Mac himself. DJ J-Mac, he's going to be here on the afternoon show this afternoon. It's going to be a great time, and I'll be back same tank time, same tank channel, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and turn on over to the script with Rain here on the stand, too.
Woke up this morning, can't shake the thunder from last night.